Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 2nd of December. I hope you're all well. What we got? Amazing. I woke up this morning and the headline was the vaccine, whichever one, I can't remember, had been approved. The UK is the first to approve it or whatever it was. And made Sam a cup of tea, took it up, and I said, you know what will happen here? I said, I guarantee you today people will be talking about thalidomide. And sure enough, set up at my desk, did a bit of Excel stuff, FDD, etc., and then clicked just to see if I had any notifications in Twitter trending thalidomide. There you see, I can predict what people are going to talk about now. I generally haven't got a view on it. I think it's just going to help life get back to normal. Fairly confident that it'll be pretty safe, I would think. But I guess you can never be 100%. But I haven't read up on it enough. But just how the great unwashed and uneducated can link what happened 60 years ago to today just shows the world we live in. Oh, he's on again. He's off again. Right, I'm going to give you some stats today. I gave you some stats last week. I'm going to tidy them up because it seemed to cause great confusion because I mentioned two price and I may well have misspoke because I was doing it as I did it. I was doing it as I was talking to you. My usual underpreparedness. I've got a few... bits for you, and then I'm going to do a bit more tomorrow. I'm actually going to do two parts. I've actually done some research for you, and I'll do some more tomorrow based around goals and goals going in. Obviously, I don't know whether I said this yesterday, my brain wasn't with it yesterday with that news I had. I'll be honest, I can't remember barely anything of yesterday. I just sort of walked around in a daze. But obviously, lots of people talk about goal times and when goals go in and this, that and the other and the relevance of it. And I maintain all that data, have done, you know, ever since we had Soccer Stato, that I break it down into five parts, each half into five parts. But, you know, obviously, if a goal goes in early, the longer there is for a goal. So if a goal goes in the first 10 minutes, and I know one league, for example, I think Austria... a goal, I think there's 100 times in my FDD data that a goal has gone in a match in Austria in the first 9 minutes, 1 to 9. I do them 1 to 9, 10 to 18, break the first half into five chunks in effect. And I think 100 games exactly has had a goal in that period, and 99 have gone on to have another goal. Obviously, not much you can do with that. When the price resets, it resets at 102, 10, whatever. So, but obviously, there's goals beget goals. Of course they do. It changes the game. If you take watching that Tottenham Chelsea game at the weekend, it was pretty obvious that Tottenham were more than happy. You know, they barely after 50 minutes stepped out of their own half, more than happy to walk away there from a draw without, no matter what Jose said. But if Chelsea did nick one, you know, and they had a few crosses in the box and things, and I think if Giroud had been on as opposed to Abraham, one of them might have ended up in the net. That's all sort of hindsight and hypothesis, no facts. But if that does go in, Tottenham now can't play for 0-0, obviously. They're 1-0 down. They've got to go and attack and get goals, and that's when games open up and lead to goals. So, of course, that does bear into it. I'm not so sure that when that happens makes a massive difference, other than the fact that there's more time in the game for goals. So an earlier goal goes in, a team is behind. They've either got to chase the game and open up, or they might well be a team, for example, like Burnley, who've gone 1-0 up at Man City and they're holding on. It'll change the dynamic of the game. That's the whole game's about goals. So basically, I've got a table of all that, and I get asked about it a hell of a lot. So I think easier than talking through it, I'll just publish the table. Would be the easiest thing to do. It'll be a snapshot. I mean, I keep it up to date every day, but it'll be a snapshot of where we're at now. But at least it might give some people an idea. But I'll have a little brief talk through some of it tomorrow so people can see what it is. I mean, I keep multiple ones. I keep ones with all the score lines, but I just keep a basic table of leagues and goals and goal times. You know, the goal time stats is on FDD, so I might just talk you through that briefly tomorrow on here, and then I'll publish it. That's presuming I don't forget. But last week I talked about games at half time being 1-0 and 0-1, and trading the 2.5 goal market, trading two ahead in effect. Somebody emailed me in the week saying, because I mentioned something about 0-0. Genuinely, I did that on the hoof last week. I can't remember what I said. So what I've done this week as well, I run all the reports. I've run the reports for 0-0 again, so I've updated it. So I'm going to do the 1-0, 0-1 under and overs. So when it's 1-0 at half time or 0-1, either scoreline, I'm going to do, I've got some unders leagues and some overs leagues, and then I have run some 0-0s, and I do some 0-0s, and no surprise, the best angle at 0-0 is laying over 2.5 in certain leagues where they expect goals. So leagues like, I mean, there's a couple of sort of outliers in there, but leagues like Bundesliga and Holland, where you actually need three goals to lose, you can get some quite nice value, you know, for those of you who don't mind laying prices around 3, 4, 5, some nice value lays. So if people who like laying the draw pre-game don't mind, these are quite handy to go in at 0-0 at half time, and you need three goals in 45 minutes to lose. So I haven't done all the, you know, number of bets. These, all these win over 20 points. They all win over 10% ROI, comfortably over 10% ROI. And I've done it as in a more orderly format. So if I talk about unders, I'm using the unders back price. If I'm talking about overs, backing overs, I'm using the overs back price. And then obviously laying overs is laying over 2.5. So I'll do the nil nils first. So if it is 0-0 at half time, if it is 0-0 at half time, laying over 2.5 in these leagues, so you're saying it's not going to be over 2.5. There's not going to be three goals in the half. You're laying over 2.5. Belgium between 4.0 and 4.6. Nice, profitable. Most of these are around the same sort of price points. 4.9, 4.6 in Belgium. Bundesliga 1, 3.7 to 4.8. Dutch Jupiler League, 3.5 to 4.4. And then both these leagues together a little bit higher, but again, because we don't expect so many goals, in the Championship and League 1, 4.4 to 5. So these are little angles that I use myself. Again, you could trade them as the price moves. You know, if no goals go in, the price moves for you. So lay 0-0 at half time. So the game has to be 0-0 at half time. Belgium, then go on, look at the over 2.5 price. And if it's to lay between 4 and 4.6 in Belgium, between 3.7 and 4.8 in Bundesliga, 3.5 and 4.4 in Holland, and in the Dutch Jupiler League, that is, and in Champ and League One, 4.4 to 5. So those pockets there are really good leagues for laying over 2.5. There are some other leagues, MLS, Japan. I haven't put them just because of the fact that they're on in the middle of the night. And obviously this stuff, you do need to be there at halftime. I know some people are botting it, but I'm not going to sit and reel loads off. I've got quite a bit here today. So 0-0, Belgium, Bundesliga, Dutch Jupiler League, and then Champ and League One, laying over 2.5. So if it's 0-0, we're saying there's not going to be three goals in the second half. Obviously a bit higher risk to getting involved in prices, but all those have got a good, you know, some of them have got a good 20% ROI taken on those angles. It's just, again, I'm just giving you, don't have to do it, I'm just giving you stuff that you can look at, little bets that you might not have looked at before. You know, people just say, oh, I don't do 0-0 games. I mean, what does that even mean? Don't touch them, don't touch, well, every game's 0-0 when it kicks off. And then, right, these are if the score is 1-0 or 0-1 at half-time. 1-0 or 0-1 at half-time. And the first lot I'm going to give you is backing unders. So we're going to back unders. And again, you could trade it. Backing unders. And then I've got some overs as well. So 1-0, 0-1 at half-time, backing unders in Portugal, when the back under price is between 1.72 and 2.4. The back under price is 1.72 to 2.4 in Portugal. You can back the unders, 1-0, 0-1 at half-time. And that's, as an example, that's 180 bets for 41 odd points, and that's at 5% commission. France League One, when the unders price is 1.72 to 2, backing unders. Premier League, anything under 1.7 is profitable, backing unders. Championship, 1.8 to 2.5, so in the Championship, 1.8 to 2.5, backing unders price. And in Russia, 1.62 to 2.3, or 1.6 to 2.3 is profitable. 1.6 to 2.3 in Russia. So the game has to be 1-0 or 0-1 at half-time. The back under price has to be in those brackets for that league. Been consistently profitable for 3 years. You can put them all together as one little portfolio. And as I say, you can trade them. If you want to trade them, I recommend that you don't stay in too long. And you have a policy of exiting straight away if a goal goes in, rather than sitting on it and getting yourself in trouble. But you can go in and nick regular profits. 1-0, 0-1, they're all the unders prices. And then 1-0, 0-1 overs. So teams here now where you're going to say there's going to be the two goals in the second half. Again, it's leagues that you'd expect, the scoring leagues. Belgium, 1.82 to 2.6. 30-odd points for 210 bets, as an example, in Belgium. Bundesliga, 1.6 to 2.5. Bundesliga 2, 2.3 to 2.6. Obviously, Bundesliga's and Belgium, high goals. Public opinion is high goals. Bundesliga 2, slightly lower expectancy, so you get slightly better prices. Bundesliga 2, 2.3 to 2.6, and one of my old favourites, Russia, 2.8 to 3.4. So there, it's got to be 1-0 or 0-1 half time. You need two goals to win, but backing overs. Belgium 1.82 to 2.6, Bundesliga 1.6 to 2.5, Bundesliga 2, 2.3 to 2.6, Russia 2.8 to 3.4. Again, all those can be traded. Just nice little profitable pockets that have been, it's not all happened, been consistently profitable, all returning well over 10%. All can be traded and managed. But obviously, you've got to be around at half time or have a bot set up. So that is when it's 1-0 or 0-1 at half time. And then earlier, I gave you the bits for 0-0. And as I say, tomorrow, I'll talk a bit more about. I'm just basically going to get my sheet up. I'll just give you some numbers off that, and then I'll just make a post of the sheet on the website, and people can download it and get half an idea what I'm talking about. But basically, it's just got goals broken into times and then converted into the numbers in leagues and converted to prices. What you do with it from there is purely up to you, but I'll give you a little talk through it. You can look at stuff at when goals go in, you can check prices, and the odd one does fly out that you think, oh, I'll have a go at another goal there. I tend to be quite particular with the leagues and things I use it for. Football, there's quite a bit tonight. I've got quite a bit on tonight. That's why I might not, if I don't get these sheets up, I'll get them up tomorrow. I've got an appointment this afternoon, and then I've got quite a few bits of Fussball today. But where is it? Here it is. Okay, some first half goals. We've got Bristol Rovers Gillingham, if it's sort of nil-nil late on in the first half. Bristol Rovers Gillingham, triple A first half goal. The same at... And they're becoming a nemesis club for me. I haven't had a bet on this lot for a while, so tonight could be the night. Sheffield Wednesday versus Reading, a first half goal. Sheffield Wednesday, Reading. I see Forest are playing tonight, aren't they desperate? I watched that game the other day, I had it on in the background. They were absolutely piss poor. Dreadful. Sorry, Joe, proudly, son. I thought this might be their year, but backwards doing handsprings. And Blackburn-Millwall, whatever the scoreline is in the second half, Blackburn-Millwall, so as long as it's between 0-0 and 3-3, it's not 4x either way. If there's not a goal by 70 minutes in the second half, drip lay a second half goal. People ask me how why I do this, and now I know that. Long to explain, but basically I've got programs that I run, that run all the games, get the prices. I only enter because I'm getting in at a better price, not because they're... But basically, the price, provided the match goes how I see it's going to go, the price will be value, is basically how it works out. So when I enter, doesn't really make a difference. You know, obviously, you might want to account if there was 2-3 red cards or whatever. But it's really all just about... price. That, you know, everything I do is, you know, I give you pockets of prices there, just finding my way around prices, and prices are very predictable, so you know how things are going to move, pretty much based on what the starting prices are. So for example, if a team is 2.0 at home, you know if they score a goal, you know they're going to go down to 1.5 depending on when that goal comes. You know, if it's Man City at home and they're 1.3, you know they'll go down to 1.2, 1.13 again, when, you know, depending on the minutes of those goals. If it happened right at the death, they'd go to 105 or whatever. But you actually can get a plot of, when you do it long enough, of how markets move and what happens where at what time. You know, for example, I talk about going in 20-25 minutes first half. Most games get to round about even money at that point. If it was a team like Dortmund, you know it's going to be about 1.6 for a goal, 1.7. You get to learn that just from the... But you can work it out from the starting prices over a period of time. When you sit staring at them all day long like I do, long enough. So yeah, that's basically it. It's something that, you know, I can't do in a 5-minute podcast, talk people through, but it's not that I'm saying there will be a goal after there. It's a matter of the price is favourable. I don't want to enter from the start. I'm happy to wait. I miss a lot of bets, but my risk reward is lower. I'm not, you know, I could probably just leave the lot, but have a lot more variance and a lot more swings. So it is, you know, sometimes it can be frustrating because you can sit there and have 8 games where you're expecting goals there and goals go in early. And it's been a little bit like that recently, I'll be fair. But, you know, again, it's not taking a short-term view. It's, I look over 2, 3, 4 years, keep doing it. My risks are low. And I get more right than I get wrong. So that's how. But yeah, it's unless you're sitting with people, I've always said, unless you're sitting on my shoulder, it's difficult to show people how you do things and talk. Yeah, anyway, that's it. So thank you all for the things, kind comments. Yeah, I repeat, I was absolutely fine on Monday. I'm always going to say my piece. I do struggle with this short-termism. I do struggle with the way people are in general. You know, nobody seems accountable for what they say or do anymore, and people just think they've got a carte blanche to talk complete and utter shite or be abusive or whatever it may be. And you haven't. Simple. And if you're going to do it to me, you're going to get it back in spades. And I don't fuck about, you know, I have got, you know, and people know this, I have got 1,000 pieces of paper at a solicitor's, where somebody's just gone on and on and on and on, and I will pursue it to the end. It's simple as that. I will see them. It's a 5-year prison sentence. That's what it is. You know, I'm not, people say, oh, it's not bollocks. I've looked right into it. I don't do anything unless I look right into it. It's a 5-year prison sentence. And that's where I see I want to get it to, because it's not acceptable for people just to be like that. So, you know, it, the problem when it's involved with gambling and when you're talking to people about gambling, like I do, and I fair admit, you know, I could sit in my little cubby hole and keep myself happy. I chose, if you like, to do this podcast and talk to people, but I did it for me. That doesn't mean that people have got the right to be abusive. Quite simply, people can listen or not listen. People can disagree with me. Absolutely. I have no problem with people disagreeing with my views on football or football matches or any topic. There's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. And I've always said, anybody wants to have a meet and a chat in a pub for a beer, there's hundreds of you that I've met know that I'm like that. But different ways to do it. And this sudden short-term thing that everybody, and it's not just, you know, it's not just me and FTS, it's every walk of life now. People, it's just this short-term view, it's disinformation, it's somebody posting something. People, you know, I talk about it all the time, confirmation bias. I follow people, and I've got people on FTS that I disagree fundamentally with their view, but I look at them, you know, I might go on Twitter and say, who do they follow? They don't follow anybody other than the person cementing their view. You know, and I look at it and think it's a bit sad. I just think, well, why don't you open your eyes up to both periods? You know, I've even said with the Trump election, I do not think for one minute that there's enough evidence to overturn what he's done, and it's coming out. And if you had it, you'd present it in court and get there. He's losing court case after court case. Standing, shouting, saying something is happening doesn't mean it is happening. Provide some evidence. If that was done, prove it. Let's see the evidence. And I'll be fully on board, because it will be, as I said last week, it affects the whole world. That would be, we could no longer trust democratic process. We'd have to look at it. We already know that there's interference from other countries. And I mean, I don't know how it all works, how these bots on Twitter and this, that and the other, and I'm not on Facebook, how they spread all this. I just think it's sad that that's the way the world's going. I just think it's really sad that that's the way the world's going. And people believe it. And whether you watch CNN, and I only watch CNN for the election coverage because I couldn't bear whatever ones I could get, but they're just propaganda channels. They're not news, CNN or Fox. They're not news, neither of them. They're just propaganda channels. They just sit hammering home that bias to people. And I just think it's really sad. I just think the way the world is going is sad. But yeah, I was absolutely fine. So I think a few of you thought I was going to go and leap off a bridge. Promise you I'm not. I'm absolutely good as gold. And yeah, yesterday's just bad news, isn't it? I mean, there's not much you can say when somebody tells you that. It's, you know, it seems to be, whether it's, I don't know what it is it eating habits? I mean, this guy hasn't, he likes a beer, but hasn't smoked. He was really fit when he was younger, certainly. He was a gym goer and weightlifter. I don't know, you know, it just seems, what is it, 1 in 2 people get cancer now? It just seems horrific, doesn't it? I don't know enough about it. I mean, my mum died of cancer, and she was somebody who'd never drunk, smoked, done nothing, you know, got cancer, and we found out, and she died 2 days later. I think she just gave up. But I don't know enough about it. I just think there seems to be, you know, some really clever people in the world. We do incredible things, and we just seem to spend and throw so much money at cancer. I know treatment's got better, but we don't seem to be able to get a grip on it. And is it processed food and stuff like that? It just seems more prevalent than ever. Everybody, you know, I know as you get older, obviously you're speaking to more people who are likely to get ill than I would when I was 20, 30. But it just seems a real prevalent thing, that, you know, cancer, my mate yesterday, my mate's wife last year, it just seems to be every time you're talking to somebody's got it. So yeah, well, I mean, it's a horrible, you know, lost a lad 2-3 years ago with golf club with pancreatic cancer. You know, he was right as rain. He was 28 29. And somebody said it yesterday, life's just a bit fragile, isn't it, at times? It makes you think. And I was a bit of a shambles yesterday. I'll get my head round it. But, yeah, just it does make you think. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. And when you see stuff like that, and then you look at how some people behave, the two for me never sort of go together well. I just think there's people dying in the world. Get a grip of yourself, grow up, and stop being such a horrible fucker. And that's why I'm like I am. That's why I like to see people pursue to the end, because there's no reason for being, basically, pardon the language, a cunt to people. And if people set out to do that, then they get everything they deserve, because they can turn around, you know, I said it a couple of weeks ago, they want to play the victim, but the facts are that it's not the victim. Yes, it's making them feel good about themselves, and they feel all proud of themselves, bullying, and whether they've got deficiencies in their own life or whatever. But there's just no place for it. And why shouldn't they be taken down? Why shouldn't they be got at? Why should they think they're invincible? And that's what annoys me, it's stuff like that. Anyway, I'm waffling on now, so I hope you enjoyed the stats of the day. I hope you have a lovely day. I'm honestly right as rain. We push on, and we have got, what have we got? We have got football today. It's Wednesday, isn't it? Don't think I've got any golf this week, guys. I did have a look. I don't think I've got any golf for me. The ones I think are going to do well are short prices, and I don't tend to get involved in that. I like to have the big prices. And, of course, it's North London Derby week, isn't it? Not long now. They're going to turn up, and I've just got a feeling they're going to pitch up for that game. But everything tells me Spurs should win, but we will see when the prices come out Friday. What's what? Right, have a lovely... It's the countdown of Christmas. We're going to be all cheerful from now on. We're going to have singing, dancing, recipes, food, all sorts to get excited about. Get this North London Derby out of the way. Get 3 points in the bag, and then I can sing for ages then. And I'm going to tell it towards some of the guys have asked. I'm going to do a roundup of some of the stories I've said. I'm going to do my mate falling off the train. I'm going to do throwing the bag off the train. I'll do John Lewis. I've got a few stories that we'll have to see the year out as we move into 2021 and hopefully a much better year for everybody. Right, I'm waffling. Enjoy your day. That's the stats. As I say, I'll put them and pin them in that Telegram group. Oh, and that's the final thing. People saying, have I stopped adding people to the Telegram group? I just haven't had time. I will get to some more people. I've been, when the football's thick and fast like it is now, Friday to Monday, I'm pretty much out of action just doing football. So I only get Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I have other things booked in. Obviously, yesterday cost me a day, me sorting that out. Or I just wanted to go and see the guy. But I've got things today. Tomorrow I'll probably get to add a few more to Telegram. I love the way people panic and think, take it personally, as if they've got an entitlement. If you've emailed in, there's a fair chance you'll be added, but you'll be added in my time. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely little Wednesday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow. I was going to say next week. I'm still not with it. I'll be back. I didn't sleep well last night. I'll be back with you tomorrow.